But so do his constituents.
I would like to call to order the Finance Administrative Committee meeting of January 13th, 2015. Want to wish everybody a happy new year, assembled in the room, both members of council and all the folks in the peak gallery here. Happy new year to you all. Councilman John Cartier, chairing the meeting. My legislative aide, Scott Collins, is taking the notes. As you can see, we have a very lengthy agenda today. But with that, I'd like to recognize Councilmember Kilpatrick's at the table, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Street, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Smiley, Councilmember Diller, Councilman Retta. What is your, I'd like to have a motion on the approval of the minutes of the...
Motion to approve the minutes as distributed.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The minutes are approved from the meeting of 12-9-14 in the previous Administrative Finance Committee meeting. Moving on the agenda, under resolutions, resolution 15-019, approving the refund of sewer fees paid in error due to a customer error on tax parcel 07-043.30-010. And if is someone here from finance?
I guess this is an apartment complex. The main office. Actually wrote the bill for like $133,000 something, and the bill was only like $1,330. I'd be one of my office myself. But we're refunding that as a sewer fee for the apartment complex that's paid there. Everything was written in there, even the handwritten and the dollar amount was all. There was a computer written, computer generated check.
Which apartment complex did you
have? On Merlin Avenue, located on Merlin Avenue, 5.4.
So the actual amount owed is?
It's like $1,330. Okay. I checked for like $133,000.
Okay. They wouldn't be willing to give us a donation pay in advance
the next 20 years or so. Yeah.
Okay. Any questions, comments from members of council? In the matter of business with the county, we do have refunds of, payments in error that occur both sewer and property tax, and it's one of the sewer fund. Okay. Moving along. Ordinance 14-135 to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 1 in general regarding monthly financial reports. And this, the substance of this is to require publication of the already published checkbook on our website. And what I'm going to do tonight with this, I'm going to table this. I've been consulting with Councilman Smiley. We're coming up with a kind of a little different approach on this, and I think he had some great ideas. So I'm going to table this pending, amending it with some clauses. But that's going to be the substance of it, and I have no discernible impact, financial impact on the county. And it's a step forward to, reinforce financial transparency in the county. But we're going to table that tonight under my sponsorship. And I'm hoping Councilman Smiley will be able to join me once we make our adjustments to it. So, any other comments, questions? All right, moving along. Under other, Newcastle County grant requests. Let me bring this up on my system here. All right, Pencader Heritage Area Association, Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, this is a grant that I bring forward annually for the Pencader Heritage Association. The work they do down there, just the collection and archiving of the history in that museum down there, is just unbelievable. If anybody's not been down there, you certainly might want to take a tour of the museum if you find yourself in that area for whatever reason. And I make a motion for $1,000 for the Pencader Area Association.
All right. We have a motion on the table for the $1,000 for the Pencader Heritage Heritage Area Association. Is there a second?
Yes, but I'd like to add 500 to Dave's 1,000.
All right, we have a second, and we have a council member wanting to add an additional $500 to council member Diller, so that would be bring that up to a $1,500 grant request. A motion, a second for $1,500 to the Penn Cater Heritage Area Association. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
One not voting. All right, the grant's approved. Great to back our local heritage groups. They do a lot of great work all over the county. Throw a good grant there. Newark Area Welfare Committee, Council Member Diller.
Yes, many of you are familiar with the good work that these guys do. It's an all-volunteer group. All money that goes in goes out to people in need. I'd like to make a motion for $2,500 to the organization.
So we have a motion of a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
All right. Great, truly a great organization, doing great charitable work in Newark. Very good grant there. Thank you. Special Olympics Delaware, Councilman Bell. We have someone speaking for Councilman Bell.
Councilman Bell is in here right now.
Can you please identify yourself for the record?
Barlow, legislative aid. Councilman Bell received the Special Olympics grant for $2,500. He's willing to put $500 to it, and he's hoping that someone at some other group would contribute toward it. They're asking for help with uniforms and equipment to support 100 athletes.
Okay, I see some folks want to add to the grant. Council Retta wants to add 500.
I'll do 5.
Council Member Kilpatrick wants to do 500 as well. Yes, ma'am.
Councilman Powers will do 500.
Councilman Powers, aid is single. He wants additional 500. So that brings our total to
$2,000.
Okay. Would you like to put that? Who would like to put that? I'll put it in the form of a motion. I'd like to make a motion for $2,000 grant to the Special Olympics of Delaware.
Second.
All right, we have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, the grant is approved. $2,000 for the Special Olympics of Delaware, another great cause. Moving through the agenda, that finalizes our grant requests. All right, moving along under other discussion regarding council's FY 2016 proposed budget. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, at the last finance meeting, Councilwoman Diller raised, we had a brief discussion of Councilwoman Diller's request about additional funding in the FY 16 budget. So with that, I would yield the floor to Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we move $2,500 per council member and $1,500 from community events. The $2,500 would be go into the office accounts, the $1,500 to the community events line, and that would come from the contingency fund.
I'll second the motion.
The contingency fund.
Thank you. I'll second the motion.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Just to state it, $2,500
per council member.
To the office accounts?
Yes.
Okay. And
plus $1,500 to the community events line.
$1,500 from community events coming out of the contingency?
Yes.
Okay. What would that leave in our, I guess, open to questions now? What would that leave in our contingency line
currently? I didn't have it balanced with the contingency because I didn't expect it.
It'll be roughly $250,000.
Yeah.
So this is a proposed change to the FY 2016 budget. Okay.
Right.
Any questions, comments from members of council?
Yeah.
Councilman Smiley and Councilman Street.
Just to clarify so I didn't misspeak, because you said what would be left. We're not talking about what's left. We're talking about what we would submit in our FY 16 budget.
Right.
Okay. What would be proposed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Street.
I just want to say thank you because that eliminates me picking a fight that obviously already been some discussion on.
Okay. we have good harmony in the room around that.
Unless somebody's going to ruin it behind us.
Councilman, yes, Jim Boyle.
I'm a little confused on this motion. Because what was said was you're moving $2,500 per council member to, from the contingency, to
office accounts.
And the $1,500. Now, one said there was from the FY15 budget, which is...
No, we corrected that.
That was corrected while you were having the mistake.
Yeah.
That was corrected in the middle of your meltdown.
The money's coming after July, not now.
Yes, that is correct.
While you were sleeping.
You good?
Yes.
All right.
And just for the record from the chair, this is for the proposed FY2016 budget.
Right. Starting July 1st, everybody's information.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, the proposed change to the FY 2016 budget has been approved for county council. Moving along. Any other questions on that? All right, moving along. Expense and revenue roundtable. Anything for the good of the order of expense and revenue roundtable? Councilman Street.
Just a question, and I want to say I'm blindsided, so they can answer later. When gas prices went up, we had folks come in and ask for $400,000, $500,000, so I'm just wondering what the savings is at this point and where that might be. So if that can be answered at a later time, I appreciate it.
Oh, good question, actually.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm looking for the finance office. Funny you said that, and I just sent Kelly Christopher, the special services, an email about right before I came here, asking her an update. When I talk about a month ago, she was projecting around $300,000 savings in gas prices. A gasoline this year, so as soon as I get an update, I'll report it back to council.
Appreciate it.
And just a follow-up question for that, and again, you don't have to answer this if you don't have that available right here. What is the annual fuels budget of the county gross amount?
Let me get back to you on that.
Okay. I'd appreciate that. Yes,
Councilor. Well, under expense revenue roundtable, I just want to say, you know, as I've watched as I pump my fuel, the price has ticked down. Occasionally I've had the door open and the radio on and hear them talking about the prices going down. So then the fuel tax issue comes up. I would hope that if the state of Delaware decides to look at an increase in fuel tax, that they would put, hopefully, a rollback trigger whereby if the fuel price reaches a certain point, that tax would fade away. It would be something new and novel, but I think it would be nice.
Oh, I thought you did.
For what it's worth.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
I think this is funny because Tim and I just had that conversation this morning.
That's what I said. Did you tell him?
No, well, we haven't talked.
For the record, I'm too cheap to have purchased any eavesdropping devices anywhere. No. But it does scare me. But I'm thinking the same as you two.
I hear that. It's so scary. Scares us, too. Well, I'll speak for Roosevelt. Scares me.
To my knowledge, count the state charges 23 cents a gallon for transportation tax. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
But they pushed back an attempt to increase last year because they wanted to repave the roads up in Brandywine, Hunter, and Plainmont, Edgemore area. So I'm
what?
Concerned.
What? Well, they increase
just,
it.
Just picked up a vote here, didn't they?
Okay. Any other concerns, questions for expense and revenue roundtable?
I got money for you,
too. Okay, moving on to other. Anything under other? Councilman Street? Okay. Moving on, public comment. Anything under public comment?
I'm not.
Okay, going once, going twice.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the Finance Committee meeting is January
13th. Excellent. 15 minutes. Good job.
Good job.